Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Brady, I have an emergency. What would Brady do for a guy who says, please do this before 8:30 this morning? So I'm going to have to get this one in there.
Let's do it.
I like this story. I like this a lot. Yesterday at his work, he got into the elevator and he started to go up the elevator and a guy in a wheelchair got in. And then a couple stories up, the guy in the wheelchair got out. And as he got out, our writer here said, have a good Monday. If that's possible for you, not realizing as the door shut, it came across as an insult because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
He then turned to him as the doors closed and said, I'm perfectly capable of having a good day. Door shut. Guy has to ride the rest of the day. Basic question was, do I find him and tell him what I meant or just take the chance that I never see him again in this building? That's a great Larry David type.
I'm going back up and trying to.
Are you
going
to try to?
Yeah, because it'll just be weird. You know you're going to run into the guy.
You're going to see him again because he's easy to spot. And now he knows you. You might as well be in a wheelchair, too.
You're going to search him out, though? I don't think I do.
I don't think I do that.
I'm going right back up to that floor.
And you're going
to
find. You know what floor he's on. Yeah. And you're going to just hang around there and go, look, I think you could just dig a deeper hole.
Yeah, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that you couldn't have good days. I just. But what I was saying was, like, Mondays are hot. Pretty bad. I gotta go.
Next time you see him, you could say.
Because he's used to saying that to other people on Mondays. Have a good Monday if you can.
I know what you meant. You meant because I'm handicapped. It's tough for me to have any good days.
No.
Come on, let me get you an ice cream. Can't have ice cream.
I'm so sorry that rolled out wrong.
Can't have ice cream. You can't process ice cream?
No, I in a bag, you son of a bitch. I don't think you ever, if you see him, you go the other way for the rest of your life. Because that's a goof. Especially because the guy stopped and perfectly capable of having a good day. And then the door.
No!
I've had that.
Oh, no!
Yeah, you can't have that. That's not something.
I'm going back.
You're going to, and what would you say to him when you saw him?
Look, that sounded so bad. I did not mean what.
Now you're acknowledging his
handicap. I'll just be honest and try to explain it the best I can.
That's about as bad as, like, whenever you have a female waiter and you go, hey, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. What's up, dude?
I've done that
appreciate
twice
in
the last 2 weeks. Like I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am.
You big, fat sir, you. It's a cute name I call my wife, sir. Sorry. Boy, that's a. I don't know if I could go find him.
And then I was at the.
Explaining
the
it makes it
drink
seem
in the drive-thru.
Oh.
He said, drive safe. You too.
Yeah, the you too.
I mean, when you
the old Brian Regan. The old Brian Regan. Enjoy your meal. You too. Next time you have a meal, you enjoy it. So you would go find him and say,
yeah.
I know you're in the chair, and I think you think that's what
that's
I meant.
That's the guilt thing.
Yeah, that's. I think you're just acknowledging his handicap more. I think you following him around is like, look, Cherry.
I mean, there is a, there's obviously the thing, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I think I do.
Most people.
I would play it off.
There's that person that thinks, I'm not going to be friends with that guy anyway. I don't care.
You're going to be friends with a guy in a wheelchair? Yeah, you're going to be. You're not.
No, but that's what
you're not hanging out with that dude.
Saying.
You're not hanging out with him.
Explain. That was a total. I have some fun with it, saying, I'm sorry. That was not what I meant.
Boy. I just think that acknowledges his handicap. I think the best thing to do is if you do see him again, act like nothing happened. And if he says something, just go, what are you talking about? I was talking about Mondays, you bitter son of a bitch.
Turn it on him.
If he brings it to you and he's like, I know what you said. I'm like, I was talking about Mondays. Mondays suck.
Don't
you know
be
what?
So sensitive.
See if I try to treat you like a normal person, you crippled prick. Try that on for size. And then let him feel bad for like being overly
prick.
Sensitive. Crippled prick is a game breaker.
That's pretty solid.
To a crippled. A crippled is not going to like hearing crippled prick because now you've just gone for the death blow. But yeah, if he comes up and says, yeah, you're the guy who says I can't have good days. I'm like, you're just too sensitive. You want to be treated like everybody else? Then just deal with it. I wasn't talking about your stupid chair, but now I will. But you'd go sneak him out and go, I know you're in trouble and you got troubles in life.
Or you let it go and maybe hope that he interpreted that.
He didn't.
You know
that's
you
why
meant.
He turned back. I just
because he says, I can still have a good Monday.
I'm perfectly capable of having good days. As the doors close.
Leave it at that.
That would,
good for you.
That would destroy you. You'd be in a tizzy for hours. I can see where Brady... And he's asking what would Brady do. Brady says he'd go back. I wouldn't. I would wait to see. I would actually try to time it where I see him again and hope he brings it up so I could use the crippled prick thing and make him feel bad. Worse, even. You want to step outside? Never mind. Yeah, you would you do it that day? Well, you'd probably just hit the stop button and crawled out the elevator as best you could.
Gotta pry these doors half open floor. And squeeze out half floor.
There you go.
Where did that man go? Kovacs!
It would be.
Hey, Kovacs, I didn't mean that the way it sounded. I know you're cursed by the Lord and stuff in your little wheelie box, but...
Look, Chief.
Look, beep two times if we're cool.
Boop, boop.
There you go. Thanks, Kovacs.
Yeah, that would destroy Brady. That would... Because you might...
Hawkins hates Mondays.
You could... That's what you'd tell him.
I think I have it in good authority that Stephen Hawking and your people all hate Mondays. Your tribe. Holy rollers.
Yeah, perfectly capable of having a good day.
I gotta go talk to that dad. It's not good.
Yeah, you would try to be friends. I think it would be great because you'd try to be friends with him for months. Like, if he dismissed your apology, you'd go back again and again. You'd try to be besties with that guy because you
never
just
know.
Can't
maybe
handle,
it's a new friend.
Especially somebody like that hating you. If that guy hated you, you would go so out of your way to make him like you. Have a good Monday, if that's possible for you. I'm perfectly capable of having
a good
day. But
if I'm never going back to that building again, if I worked in that building, I'm going back. But there'd be a possibility that
I'm not going to go
back to this building in a long time.
He works there. This is his job.
Brady's not as enamored by the handicapped as he is, like, blacks and...
If you offended, my God, if it was a black handicap, you'd light yourself on fire. You'd go suicide by cop.
Just take me down! Take me down! What did I do wrong?
Perfectly capable of having a good day.
You
punk! Those doors closing to me. That's
are.
A nightmare.
Is that what I meant?
I didn't mean it that way!
No!
Beep twice if you can hear me! Oh, Captain Pike hates me.
Anyway, so you'd go back and apologize. I wouldn't, but this
if I worked in the same building, I would.
An emergency, what would break? He works in the building. So, I mean, this guy works in the building. So you have to put him in those shoes. You would go
probably
to that floor, find the guy in the wheelchair, and then start to over-explain yourself.
Or the next time I run into him.
Ugh. See, that's when I would use the powers of not caring.
I would probably open up and say, I bet you're not having a good day.
And what's the fear there?
Next time I'd run into him.
I want to dive into that. What's your fear there?
That he doesn't like
you don't know him. It was a misunderstanding.
I guess the fear would be, I don't know if it's a fear or just coming across a way that you don't.
To like, someone
I'm
you
not,
don't know.
Want to be perceived.
I didn't mean to be a dick.
But it's someone you don't know.
Yeah.
And it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That's something you have to clear up.
That's not who I am.
But you feel like you know that's not who you are. So internally you know that's right. So it doesn't really matter
what
you
think.
So
there's a part of me that's saying, oh, I'll step away. I know that's not my intention. But if I'm going to run into that guy later on, I'm fine with running into him later.
Me too. And if he says, oh, you're the dick who thinks I can't have good Monday. Sensitive, crippled prick. Get over yourself. Before I start tearing down all the ramps, I'm going to start a crusade for bigger steps.
Before I go medieval.
No more ramps. I'm going to put speed bumps on your ramps, you jerk. Yeah, I guess I just don't care. If my intention wasn't poor, then if he took it the wrong way, I don't care.
Yeah, but most people, it would bother.
Oh, it would be a troubling moment for a few minutes, and I'd be like, what do I care? That guy doesn't know me. I didn't mean. If I meant it, or if I said it in a really crappy way, I think I'd have to go clear it up for myself. But if I didn't, and he took it the wrong way, that's on him. I can't control how he feels. If he is that sensitive, that's not my problem.
You'll be known around the office as a guy who hates handicapped.
Yep. And I would thrive on that.
Spread like wildfire.
Because then I don't have all those cloven-hoofed weirdos trying to be my friends.
Then you'll just park in the handicap spot. Just,
yeah. What am I going to do? I got a good
ride. All out.
Look, if it's well known that Holmberg hates those handicaps.
Lay it up. Yeah.
But he's too valuable to fire. I'm just right. I'd actually paint on the handicap reserved for Holmberg. After a while,
you know, the other way to do freeing. It is tell that story. You know, what happened in the elevator. Go, boy, this could have been taken the other way.
Yeah, I would just say.
I said this to the, you know, you're telling people in the office what happened.
Yeah, screw that guy. Anyway, enjoy your, he's getting in there before 8:30 today, so we solved his issue prior to 8:30. On Talk Like a Pirate Day, maybe you just tell him, "Hey, where's your stick, matey? Get up off there.
Roll the plank.
You need a wooden spine." So you would go over to him and go, "Savvy, do we have an accord? Ahoy, wheelie." Yeah, I don't. If somebody takes my words incorrectly and I didn't mean it, I'm not going to chase him down to make him my friend.
If it were up to me, you'd be dead when you were born.
It looks like the hanger of your mother only did half the work. Only the waist down is dead.
We'd have thrown you overboard.
All yours an anchor to me, boyo.
You really are a jerk.
Aye. You don't want the business end of my jerkiness either. With your half-dead body.
I just wanted to straighten that whole thing up. I'm not with the pirate. That guy has issues. I want to be friends with you. Maybe play some murder ball. That's what you're into, right?
All the references.
Do you have an Alsatian to help you from streetlight distance?
I'm not blind, you idiot.
Spider monkey, then?
Probably have a helper around the house, though. Does your Alsatian bark when somebody's at the door? Could be a jekyll.
I got you a book, The History of Wheels.
You know, I'm from Ohio. I think tires were invented there. I'm throwing that out there.
Have a good year.
Firestone, Goodyear, they're there. You ever been to Akron? Can you fly places? I want to know you. Bet you can. Let's be friends.
Let's hang him by his testicle.
Aye. The fat man with the sensitivity is stupid. You're a crippled prick and you're acting the part.
I know we started out on the wrong foot. Let's go to a ball game. I know we can get great seats.
Great seats and good parking. I have to let you know that after Monday's debacle in the elevator, I've done something.
What is it?
I built a ramp to my heart.
You'd use him to get good seats.
You can roll.
Heck yeah. What are they good for?
Those guys at the D-backs. The D-backs game and down in front there, right behind the home plate.
Dialed in.
If you're in a chair and you can't explain black holes to me, the least you can do is get me some of those great seats. Otherwise, come on. All right, well, there's the issue. And you know what the real lesson here is? Don't talk to strangers in wheelchairs. You don't know how sensitive they are.
Don't talk to them at all?
Yeah, don't
even broach?
No, not in an elevator.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you did it because he's in a chair and your guilt for being a biped kicked in, so you said something to try to be extra nice to him,
he didn't backfired. He opened up. How are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
Here's my question. Do you say that to everyone who got off the elevator, or was it just because you were trying to be extra PC and be really nice to him because you assume that his life is rougher than yours, so your guilt kicked in because there you are standing on your two good pegs. And he's got to roll out of the elevator, and you're like, "Have a great Monday," because you feel guilty.
Why would I say that to him?
Right. If that's possible for you. It gets better the more you think about it. Anyway, Captain Wazoo's going to be in here a little bit. Talk Like a Pirate Day 2017 is here. Pirate trivia coming your way. Could be Pittsburgh or actual pirate trivia. We're going to have Captain Wazoo host Pirate Trivia, Talk Like a Pirate. He is the captain of a very real thing here in Phoenix, the Laughing Dragon. And the Laughing Dragon is grown adults who go from bar to bar and guzzle alcohol dressed as pirates on a regular basis. When you think about it, it sounds crazy. And then after a while, you're like, no, it actually sounds great. It's just unfortunate you got to hang out with all those nutballs in the pirate outfit.
Wonder what the membership is on the Laughing Dragon.
There it is right there.
Right now, 21 members.
21. I see the number on their Facebook page. 21 strong members. It's a small boat.
Sounds about right.
But that's all the bigger you'd really want to be for pirate bar hopping.
You gotta be careful of mutiny. There's too many.
Right. And where there's ale, mutiny's abound.
It's like 9 women.
No kidding.
Better ratio than I would have expected.
Okay, yeah, that's a nice ratio.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's two dudes aren't getting laid. That's
better than ladies' night at the bar, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that is. Captain Wazoo gets first pick, and the rest of you fight for the scraps. Talk like a pirate day. The trivia is coming your way next. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
KUPD.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.